We just got done talking about what is going to be my mayhem moment for the weekend. The UConn Huskies going to the Big House to take on the Michigan Wolverines. All they got to do is lose by 45. That's all I'm asking. It'll be absolute mayhem if they lose by more than 45 points. That is our mayhem moment.
I'm betting for your money. I'm rooting for your money.
I just want y'all to win by 30. You know what I mean? Like 42 to 10. You know what I mean? Is that too much to ask for? You pull the starters in the third quarter. Let the walk-ons get some real-time action out there in the Big House. Are you going to the game? You going to the game?
Not only am I going to the game, Gracie Rose is on an airplane right now. So not only come to Detroit and spend time, but I'm taking her to Michigan's volleyball game tonight. And then I'm taking her to Michigan's football game tomorrow. I'm doing the full court daddy thing.
Good for you.
Like, if we gonna go to college and play volleyball, Michigan gotta be in the mix. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that'll be this weekend's mayhem moment. This mayhem moment is brought to you by Allstate. Protect yourself from mayhem and save money by switching to Allstate. It's Friday. That means all voicemail Friday. 985-80-JALEN is the number to call. 985-80-JALEN.
I like it.
All voicemails. We want to hear from you. Call 985-80-JALEN. We'll put you on the show just like this.
Hey, yo, this is Josh in Tempe. Shout out Red to Ledge. Thank you for getting people what they need, what they're looking for. I need some help. I got a good friend who's from Buffalo, and she is a beautiful woman. And she invited me to see the New England Patriots play at Buffalo Bills January 8th. And I don't know. We're friends. She invites me out to a game in New England from Tempe. Like, the winter there ain't fun. So what is this? Is this a lady just being fun? Like, oh, join Bills Mafia. You guys are my experts. You got Benny the Butcher coming on. Like, is she just trying to get me to join the Bills fun? Or is this like a relationship thing? Like asking somebody to fly to Buffalo in January to watch a game against New England, like that's a commitment, right? I don't know how to read this. So should I ask her out to dinner beforehand? Should I clarify things? I would really love some advice, guys, because you are my foremost experts on the Bills Mafia, and I have no idea how to read this situation. Thankfully, Josh and Tempe, medicinal.
Josh, you came to the right place. I know exactly how to read this situation. She wants on. She wants a romantic relationship with you. Even my platonic male friends, I would hesitate before I flew across the country to go see a Bills game in January. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't want to watch a Bills game, Josh. And when you say you don't know how to read it, what you got to do? Get a billboard outside your apartment, my guy? She wants on. You should definitely start the romantic relationship before the game. I think you accept the invite, but by the time January comes around, you're either going to be, you know, juntos and full, like on date number 10, or it's going to fizzle out and you're going to have to cancel your flights. Mr. Rose, your thoughts on Josh and Tempe's dilemma.
Josh, thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. Friday's my favorite day because we don't have to do any work. We could just allow our supporters to guide the conversation because we enjoy hearing from you more than we enjoy hearing from each other, I promise. Here's what I'll tell you, Josh. January's a few months away, but it's not forever. I agree with Jacoby. You gotta start chipping away at the relationship before the game happens.
You can't be friend zoned during the game.
Yeah. By the time the game happens, you want to be arm around, maybe little hold hands, maybe a little something something after the game, after dinner. Like you want to be in the mix.
Hold up, Jay. This is what it really comes down to. A couple things we learned in our trip to Buffalo. First of all, get your hotel room now, okay? Because those things sell out. They ain't got too many options in Buffalo. And me and Jalen end up sharing a hotel room, right? So what needs to have happened by the time you get on the plane, y'all know you're both sleeping in the same bed. You can't get to the hotel room and ask if this is a pull-out couch, or they say, would you like a queen or two twins? You can't say two twins, Like, but you need to establish that there's a romantic situation before you get on the plane, that you know you're both getting a queen bed and you're both going to be in it after the game.
Agreed. And how you start chipping away at it is right now you say yes. And you start to own plans of, yep, I'm getting the ticket. Let's make sure we got the room. This is the day I'm going to be there. This is the day I'm going to leave. So now, to Jacoby's point, that just booked in a different point, entry point to your relationship. Now you got to step up the text messages.
Yeah.
Now you got to step up the FaceTimes. Now you might have to ask for some pictures that she might not normally send other guys.
I love that. Let me tell you about single Jacoby from the 90s. Like, I used to be a friend zone guy. You know what I mean? I wasn't good at digging my way out of the friend zone. It's a slippery slope once you start headed that direction, Josh from Tempe. So you need to establish yourself as romantically interested early and often and set the tone. Because worst case scenario, you get out there and you're just watching the game with her. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool. I love the Bills.
But also, worst case scenario. Now, here's the worst case scenario. You don't go because you realize that she ain't really into you.
Yeah.
That's the worst case scenario.
She's into you. She's into you.
But
you know
she's
what I mean?
Definitely into you.
She's into you, dog. You don't go on trips. So a male and female platonic trip is a rare thing that you'll see. So I got
rare.
You, Josh. Making
we
moves.
Got you, Josh.
Uncle Jalen and Jacoby got you. Let's listen to our next voicemail on All Voicemail Fridays.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, Jalen, Jacoby, what up? Shout out Reg. Shout out the whole staff. I would give y'all my real name, but my girl might be listening. So we'll just call me Derek for now. I'm a postal worker. You know, I'll be listening to you guys while I'm making my deliveries, making my rounds. But I got a problem. A girl I used to go to college with, she on my route. And I used to be crushing on her for the longest. And now I see her every day because she's a mandatory stop. The only problem is I got a girlfriend. But I really want to ask her out and chat with her. Anyways, what should I do? Keep getting them checks. Thanks a lot, boys.
Derek, I got you. I got you, Derek. I got you, Derek. So here's the thing. There's no more fertile soil to plant a romantic seed in than the very short daily interaction. You know what I mean? Like, if you see her every day, quote unquote Derek, who didn't even give his real name, he's got a girlfriend. But just because you have a girlfriend, if you see this woman every day on your rounds, that doesn't mean you can't flirt. That doesn't mean you can't spend a little extra time while you're at that particular stop. That doesn't mean you can't smile. That doesn't mean, you know, that you can't just chip away at it like Shawshank Redemption. You know what I mean?
Just one of
chip
my favorite
away
movies.
Slowly. So just chip away slowly at that concrete wall of relationship between the two of you, because this is a marathon and not a sprint. You don't want to, quote unquote, as you said, ask her out. You don't have to do that. You just a little baby flirt every day. And that little newborn baby flirt turns into a little toddler flirt, turns into a little 4-year-old flirt, and next thing you know, you got a full-grown adult flirt, and that is when you ask her out. That is my advice. And I also want to give a shout to all the mail carriers, including Big Crown, that listen to Jalen Jacoby on their rounds.
R-O-G. Shout out to Reg the Ledge. Can't get on the call without shouting on the voicemail. Here's what I'll tell you. Uncle Jacoby's exactly right. So when I'm doing Jalen and Jacoby podcast, I get to accentuate a point. I get to explain. I get to shout out the person exactly. that I'm using their lyrics. I get to invest and not rush. But when I'm doing NBA countdown and it's 22 minutes and it's four of us and half times that are at the blink of an eye, I got to be a sniper. I got to shoot bullets. That's what you have to be in this case. And a lot of times, for me, that's the best way. Long form is like being a junior or a senior as a basketball player in college. Sometimes they get a chance to pick you apart too much. Because you're gonna say the wrong thing at some point. We're all human beings. But here's what I would like you to do. I want you to remember something. If you're interested in somebody, that means other people have been and are interested in that person too. So you gotta distinguish yourself. You gotta say things you feel like other people aren't saying. You gotta be willing to do things that you feel like other people aren't doing. And that's what now puts you in position to actually get her number, take her out on a date. And for her to tell her girlfriends, I got dudes coming at me all day, but this one guy today said this. This one guy today brought me this. Why don't you, here's what you do. Take her something. Take her something. Find out what she likes to eat. Maybe bring her a little
something
snack.
Simple, like less than $5.
Less is more. Don't bring a bouquet of flowers.
No.
Bring her
something
what's her favorite number? Three? Bring her three flowers. You know, take
not
something
not
from
even
the
flowers,
conversation.
Something thoughtful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I noticed that yesterday when I was over, I noticed that blank was blank. And I thought that maybe you could use blank. That's all.
Correct.
I loved it. You know what? His name ain't really Derek. And one thing I do want to say is I'm not supporting infidelity here, Derek. I'm just saying, if you see her every day, there's nothing wrong with a little flirt and just see where it goes from there. I don't think you ask her out. You don't jump in the pool. You just dip your toe in, and then you sit on the edge, let your shins get a little wet, and then maybe over time, you'll be swimming. Thank you so much for the call. We got time for one more call on this exclusive voicemail Friday. Our final voicemail is this.
Jalen Jacoby, what up, though? Alfred from Jersey, longtime podcast listener. Shout out, Brad. Shout out the whole crew. Jalen, saw you at the JRLA golf outing. I want to appreciate you for your vulnerability. I myself, again, started with golf. I'm looking to take some clients out there soon. I have a set of golf clubs, but I'm looking a lot like you right now in more ways than one. So put me on the game. What do I need to do to up my golf game and just be respectable? Jacoby, I remember you mentioned taking Q out golfing. My daughter Gabriella just turned 4. Happy birthday, Gabriella.
Thank you.
What can I do to get her started with golf? You know, it's bigger than ourselves. So put me on the game there. Keep getting them checks. Keep giving people what they want.
That's just data people. At the moment, we're not done. We all look.
Ooh! Hey, we need their address. Get their address. Please DM Jalen and Jacoby on IG. We need their address. They need a hoodie. They need a Puma card. They might need both. We love her. Big shout, girl, dad.
Gabriella in the building.
Shout, Gabriella. Wave to represent. Play this at school, Gabriella.
But I got a problem, though.
Jalen and Jacoby.
Gabriella's dad came for golf advice. And ask Jalen Rose for golf advice.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It wasn't about the advice. He was asking about the vulnerability of being bad but still willing to play.
Then
that's
he came
what
to the
he
right
was
place.
Talking about.
Then he came to the right place.
Yeah, he was talking about you look so bad playing golf. Like, how are you now going to find a way to work on your game? And like Jacoby taught me, I didn't even think about this till my brother said it. He told me if I'd have been smacking it all over the lot, unless I got a hole in one, nobody would have ever said anything.
Nope.
Ron Harper hit the cover off the ball at JRLA's golf outing. I ain't seen no footage go viral.
No one cares.
And he's a pro. He my brother, the OG, representing the Fab Five shirt with Scottie Pippen. Here's what I'm now going to do. PGD Global. The people who host the JRLA golf outing, who I love dearly like sisters, Seema and Nisha. They talked to me about getting me out there, getting me some clubs. First off, she said my clubs look like I was swinging a toothpick. That's who I got that from. You know, a pro golfer said that to me. So that does make sense. But in all honesty, I'm going to start practicing, taking some swings. Freddie Gibbs talked about taking me out. David Jacoby talked about taking me. I got multiple people that now are going to take me out to golf, and I will improve. But let's talk about Gabriella, the real star of the show. Make sure you save this. The favorite voicemail of all time in the history of Jalen and Jacoby is Gabriella singing, "Give the people what they want." And then she said, "We're not done. We're not done. We are not done." Great job, girl, dad.
Love this call. Love Gabriella. Jalen Anthony
She's
Rose.
The best. What up, though?
You know what? Gabriella needs you to close the pod in the traditional fashion.
Absolutely. And this is for you and only you, Gabriella, because we'll be back on Monday. Who we had this week? We've had Freddie Gibbs.
Gangsta Gibbs. Jordan
on
Clarkson.
The show. Representing Gary, Indiana. We have Simba, whose album with DJ Drama drops today. We have Griselda's own, The Butcher's Coming. The Butcher's Coming. Join us this week. And also Utah Jazz guard, Jordan Clarkson, all joined us this week. Let me know when y'all get a chance. 985-80-JALEN. Is there a show that puts on for the culture and has as much range as ours? Because I want to watch it. I'm not saying it because I'm hating. I would like to watch it because I don't believe it exists. And for Gabriella and Gabriella only, we're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.